Hello, everybody. This is Paul Carubin right here in Studio 1A with Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs. They're a local Austin band, part of the Austin Music Experience, and they've got a new record coming out this Friday called Scumbags of the Rodeo, and they're playing an album release party Friday, September 16th. Welcome to Studio 1A, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's hear a song from you guys. What are we going to hear right now?
This song is called Put the Coffee On.
Dig it.
She said, and so it goes. It's the same old, same old. No one knows. The therapist said, don't you go to bed seeing red. You say you're mad at me. Well, that's plain to see. I'm mad at you too, so at least we agree. And it's another evening, and it's going down in flames. Burn, baby, burn. Come on.
Put the coffee on. It's gonna be a long night. You and me are gonna talk until we both feel all right. The moon can just go.
Very nice. Thank you, guys. It was Put the Coffee On from Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs. It was, they're going to have an album release show this Friday at the ABGB for their upcoming record, Scumbags of the Rodeo. Once again, guys, thank you guys for coming in today. It sounded fantastic. And I got to ask, what happened to the leg right there? Wild Bill's got a little leg cast on. Right
A little one.
Yeah, it's rather large.
Trust me, it's pretty small.
Yeah.
I broke my calcaneus, which is your heel bone.
How did that happen?
I fell off of something from a high altitude. And the doctor said, you broke your heel bone. So you either jumped off of something or out of something, because that's the only way you break your heel bone. So they've got it down to a science, if you can believe that.
I do believe that. They know what they're talking about. So I was just perusing y'all's website, and I was enthralled by y'all's UK tour diary.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had to ask a question about the guy that brought you guys over. What was his name? Tony?
Tony Sundigger.
He seemed like quite an odd fellow.
Somebody did his homework, Pete.
Yeah. How did you get...
Tony's the worst.
What? Really?
Did you read about that tour?
Yeah,
day
I did.
Day 4 is missing, you'll notice. Or part 4. I put it up there and then it's gone.
So what happened?
Well, I don't want to put Tony in a negative light, so I won't. I'll just say some things happened in the Yorkshire.
Oh, in the Yorkshire.
We'll leave that in the Yorkshire.
In the Shire.
Yeah.
And so you guys got an Albert Lee show this Friday at the ABGB.
Yes, yes.
That's going to be a good one.
Lots of fun at the ABGB, yeah.
And first 30 albums will get a free beer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, did you hear that? That's a pretty good deal.
I think so.
I'm not sure our album's worth that.
I think it is. So Scumbags of the Rodeo, what draws you to the, I guess, the metaphorical Scumbags of the Rodeo?
Not much. a few obvious truths, and then I don't know, it's just this is a more country album for us, I guess, was the idea at first. I think it sounds a lot like what the Birds didn't sound like. I just found out that Earl Pool Ball actually played on that. I felt like a real idiot for not knowing that. I feel like we put the new generation on with Connor Forsyth over here on the piano.
Very nice. And I'll take a moment to say you got Connor Forsyth on the piano, Marshall Hood on guitar, Amanda Ogden on vocals, Wild Bill Ogden on guitar and vocals, Grady Humble on drums right over there, Pete Gray on bass, and Gary Newcomb on pedal steel. Thank you, guys. So let's hear another song from you guys. What do you all want to play?
All right. This next song is called Ledge. Starting to pour down rain. My feet were getting slippery and I could not feel my toes. My temperature kept dropping, icicles on my nose. How did I get here in the first place? Was it too much living on the edge? I've got no time to sit and worry, my love. My left, I looked to my right, I made sure that I didn't look down. A kid peeked out the window, he said, you make a pretty sad clown. I said, hey kid, can you help me out? But he ran away in fear. His mom shanked down, said, you son of a bitch, now the cops are coming here. How did I get here in the first place? Was it too much living on the edge? I've got no time to sit and worry, my love, I've got to get myself off this ledge. I've got to get myself off this ledge.
just living on the edge. That's what you better do. I said, I can't, cause I can't trust you. They said, hold tight while we hit the booze. Cops got drunk and they went to bed. They left me standing on that ledge. I thought to myself, man, what a mess. What happened next was anyone's guess. How did I get here in the first place? Was it too much living on the edge? I've got no time to sit and worry. My love, I've got to get myself off this ledge. How did I get here in the first place? Was it too much living on the edge? I've got no time to sit and worry. My love, I've got to get myself off this ledge. I've got to get myself off this ledge. I've got to get myself off this ledge. I've got to get myself off this ledge.
Very cool. That was Ledge from Wild Bill and the Last Lost Knobs right here on KUTX. They've got an album coming out this Friday, Scumbags of the Rodeo, and they're playing an album release party Friday, September 16th at the ABGB, and as well as an in-store at Antone's on Thursday, so check them out. And thank you guys for stopping by today. It's been great listening to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. And as always, thank you to Mr. Cliff Hargrove, who's at the controls as engineer today. And Wild Bill and the Lost Knobs are going to stick around, play one more song, but this is going to end the live part, but you can go over to kutx.org to take a listen if you're liking what you're hearing. So thank you guys once again, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.